UST. Together, we build for boundless impact.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, February 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When they're managing their stock portfolio or trying to boost their 401k, people often look to stocks, which have provided a higher return on their money than other kinds of investments. But a stock's price only tells one part of the story.
Just looking at the number of the price in a vacuum doesn't really give you enough information to know whether the stock is cheap or expensive, just like, you know, you'd expect different prices for like a house compared to a dinner.
Coming up, we'll spend a few minutes in the stock market classroom with our markets reporter, Karen Langley. She'll explain a key metric that professional investors use to decide whether a stock is over or undervalued. That's after the break.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
The recent sell-offs in the stock market might make individual investors think twice about buying in, but often the signal as to whether stocks are a buy or a sell can be found not in the market's overall moves every day, but in a piece of data that professional investors monitor and one that many everyday investors often overlook, the price-to-earnings ratio. So what is that, and what does it tell us about the current market? WSJ Markets reporter Karen Langley joins us for a little Stock Market 101. Karen, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
So Karen, just to get us rolling, can you explain what a stock's price-to-earnings ratio is and why professional investors care about it?
The PE ratio, or price-to-earnings ratio, is a way to get a quick snapshot of how expensive or how cheap a stock is looking, usually compared to its own history or to companies in a similar industry. This ratio looks at the earnings that a company either has produced or is expected to produce, and then compares that to the stock's price. Just to give an example, if a company, is expected to make $1 per each of its shares the next year, you might be deciding, is that worth $20 to you for that share, or maybe $10 for that? And of course, when you're buying that share, you're probably thinking you're having more of an investment than just that next 12 months of earnings. Now, generally speaking, if a stock has a low PE ratio compared to history or its peers, that would suggest to an investor that it's relatively cheap and might be a good investment. Professional investors find this kind of information attractive because a stock is only going to produce a good return for them if they're buying it at a favorable price.
Okay, now let's say I'm looking at stocks to add to my portfolio and I see one that seems expensive, maybe a few hundred dollars per share. If it has a low price to earnings ratio, it can actually make that stock look inexpensive. Why is that?
So the idea behind this is that just looking at the number of the price in a vacuum doesn't really give you enough information to know whether the stock is cheap or expensive, just like, you know, you'd expect different prices for like a house compared to a dinner. And so you really need to know what you're getting for that price. With PE ratios, investors are trying to compare the price of the stock to the earnings that are generated by the underlying company, either looking at past earnings or projected earnings going forward. Now, since there's so many differences between industries and even individual companies, investors aren't usually making buying or selling decisions based just on PE ratios, but those numbers can still be a starting point for their thinking about whether a stock is attractive or unattractive.
So if a PE ratio is low, what kind of a snapshot does that give us about a company?
A low PE ratio shows that investors aren't willing to pay quite as much for a company relative to its earnings. And that might be, the PE ratio might be low in comparison to what they're usually willing to pay for that company or low in comparison to its competitors. I think many investors would tell you that there always is an attractive price for almost any, reasonably decent company, but that whether that stock is attractive at that point just depends on that relationship between the the price and what you're getting for it. So sometimes PE ratios tend to be low in certain industries because those are industries where you're not necessarily expecting a lot of earnings growth in years to come. Or even within a more expensive area of the market, like technology, a company might have experienced a sell-off on some bad news, and maybe its PE ratio has gotten cheap enough that it suddenly seems like a good deal.
Now, we've seen the overall market's PE ratio rise and fall significantly just in the past 2 years. Can you walk us through why that happened and what it means?
So the stock market fell really dramatically early in the pandemic when investors were just facing so much uncertainty about how COVID-19 would affect the economy and businesses. But then as the Federal Reserve cut interest rates and the government approved large amounts of spending, stock prices started to really recover. And that was well ahead of the time when companies' earnings projections were expected to start turning the corner. And so that meant that stock prices were going up well before earnings expectations were, which made the stock market look more expensive, you know, according to these PE ratios. Investors also really rushed into tech stocks and in shares of other fast-growing companies that aren't quite as dependent upon just how well the economy is doing at the moment. And those are areas of the stock market that normally tend to trade at pretty high multiples. So a combination of all those factors meant that the stock market in 2020 was looking extremely expensive using this metric. Now, it happens that companies were able to deliver really large growth in their earnings. And so over the course of 2021, we did see this PE multiple of the S&P 500 start to edge down, suggesting that the stock market was a little less expensive, but it still remained, trading at much higher multiples than the longer term norm.
Okay, got it. Now let's fast forward to the start of this year. In just the past 2 months, we've seen steep sell-offs in tech stocks and investors moving into stocks with lower PE ratios. Why are these stocks becoming attractive to investors now?
A lot of this has to do with the high inflation that most everybody has heard about and is talking about these days, which is causing the central bank, the Federal Reserve, to prepare to raise interest rates in an effort to try to control that inflation. Now, when interest rates are going up, that makes investors less inclined to want to pay quite as high prices for stocks, and especially technology stocks that are really valued based on their earnings far off into the future. When you have higher interest rates, that money that those companies might make in years down the road isn't worth quite as much to you as it would be when the interest rates are really low. And then, additionally, some of the sectors that are doing really well right now, like the financial sector of the stock market that has a lower PE ratio, that financial sector tends to do pretty well business-wise when rates are higher because banks can make more money off of loans, for example.
Now, in the current market, can we spot trends across sectors of companies with low price-to-earnings ratios?
So, one thing you'll notice if you look at different corners of the stock market and how they're doing this year is that the best performing sectors in the S&P 500 are the energy companies and then also the financial companies. Now, those are the two groups out of the S&P 500 that started this calendar year with the lowest PE ratios, so suggesting that they're the least expensive to investors. And those are the two groups that have actually seen their prices go higher over the course of this year so far.
Karen, we've seen reports from Wall Street analysts that suggest that growth of corporate profits is likely to be sharply lower this year than it was last year. How should someone use that information who might be trying to fill out their portfolio or boost their 401k?
So the really large earnings growth that we saw last year was in part because companies' profits had been so beaten down earlier in the pandemic, and they were recovering from that. So when we're looking at percentage growth, we were really seeing larger profit growth by companies than is normal. And for this year, what analysts are expecting is more in line of what you'd see in a normal economy with normal levels of profit growth. I think the thing is just to be aware that the kind of really large stock market gains that we've seen in the last several years are not what always happens. They're not necessarily the norm. I'm not an investment professional, but the ones that I talk to suggest that investors should just try to take a pretty long-term approach to their investments and not necessarily, be reacting to every bit of news they see.
Okay, that's Wall Street Journal Markets reporter Karen Langley. Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.